Senate Leader Phil Berger and a team of other Republican senators packed a very small legislative room earlier today. They crowded around a large wooden podium and began announcing a teacher pay plan they call groundbreaking.
It will be the largest pay increase for teachers in state history, and it will boost North Carolina from currently 47th in overall teacher pay to the middle of current rankings. The estimate we have is somewhere around 27th.
Republican senators want to raise teacher salaries by an average of 11%. They say that would bump North Carolina ahead of states like Virginia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Again, Senator Berger.
This is a significant step in the direction of addressing what has been a continuing problem in North Carolina with reference to how we pay our teachers.
The plan would get rid of what Berger calls an archaic 37-step pay scale. Instead, teachers would get raises more quickly. Teachers would start around $33,000 and reach $50,000 by 20 years. After that, the salary would stay stagnant for a while. But there's also a catch. Berger says teachers would only get raises if they give up their tenure. Also known as career status, tenure gives teachers the right to a hearing if they're ever demoted or fired. Mark Jewell of the North Carolina Association of Educators says that part of the plan is just not fair.
If you can afford to give everyone a pay raise, then give everyone a significant pay raise to bring them up and make them whole. You know, not with strings attached.
NCAE leaders say this is just another attempt from Republican lawmakers to scrap the tenure system. They passed a law last year that got rid of it. That's now held up in the courts. This proposal would supersede that law. Jewell says teachers should be able to hold on to their due process rights and that lawmakers need to do more listening if they don't want to see more teachers leaving.
You know, we're surrounded by states who are paying, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 more right now. People are going to have to go where they feel like they're valued and treated as a professional.
But Republican leaders say they are treating teachers like professionals. In their proposal, they would also tie their pay to performance. Local school districts would be required to offer bonuses to the top 35% of teachers. Democratic Senator Dan Blue says these plans at least begin to address the teacher crisis, and he hopes it's not just an election year gimmick. But there's also one pretty big question on his mind.
How are we going to pay for this very ambitious plan without basically just paralyzing other essential parts of government?
Senate Leader Phil Berger says they would spend about $468 million to offer the pay raises. He made it clear to a group of reporters that they've done the calculations.
This pay increase is in the budget, will be in the budget, is fully funded, and is funded with recurring dollars.
The exact details won't come out until Senate leaders release their proposed budget, which is expected tonight or tomorrow. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.